A 75-year-old man was found dead in his home late last night in the city's North End, and a 46-year-old man has been charged with his death, according to police. A pair of detectives could be seen canvassing homes in the area as they compile evidence. A police cruiser was parked on the lawn in front of 317 Grove Street E, where the attack occurred. The victim's roommate, who declined to be identified, claims he called police after witnessing the attack. "It was an ugly thing to witness. I watched the ending portion of it happening," he explained from outside the house on Sunday morning. "The guy used his hands and feet. Disgusting." On Saturday, July 13, police and paramedics were dispatched to the Grove Street East home just before midnight in relation to a disturbance. Upon arrival, officers located the male victim, who was unconscious with injuries to his head and face. Despite the life-saving efforts of police and paramedics, the victim succumbed to his injuries, according to police. The roommate, clearly disturbed by the incident, sipped a coffee as he stood on the sidewalk across the street from his home. He had not slept and was waiting for police to let him back into the house. "There was no arguing, just the commotion of the crime," he said. He said he did not hear anything before the struggle began and was in his bedroom. The old guy was already down when he saw where the assault was occurring. He confronted the attacker. "I told him I was calling the cops. I was trying to get him to stop a little bit, scare him off or whatever, but it was too late," he added. He said he then called police, who were there in minutes. The witness would not say how the two men knew each other or if they were related. Shortly after being interviewed, the man was escorted back into the home to gather some of his belongings. Adarsh, a Georgian college student, stopped to speak with a reporter as he passed by the scene. "I have seen the man outside," he said of the victim. "I go buy coffee daily and see the man in his chair and have seen another man there with him while he is smoking." Police said the investigation revealed the suspect had been involved in an altercation with the victim and fled the scene prior to police arrival. Shortly after 6 a.m. this morning, the suspect, a Barry man, was arrested and charged with second-degree murder. "This investigation is ongoing, and further information will be released as the investigation permits," police said. Police added the incident appears to be isolated, and they do not believe there is a threat to public safety. Anyone with information is asked to contact police.